The National Indigenous Mental Health and Wellbeing Conference kicked off in Perth today. It's the second of its kind and is bringing community and industry leaders together to discuss the high rates of Indigenous Australians suffering from mental health issues. The WISE Rachel McDonald spoke to one of the attendees today.
Jerry Georgiatis is a suicide prevention and prison reform researcher who spoke today at the National Indigenous Mental Health and Wellbeing Conference about his approach to improving the living standards of disadvantaged Australians. He says talking about Indigenous mental health specifically is pivotal.
There's a crisis, and it's a humanitarian crisis amongst our black brothers and sisters. 40% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people nationally live below the poverty line. Until we improve life circumstance, we won't reduce the parity between the two populations, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. I'm at this conference because I'm here to speak on suicide prevention, which is my predominant area of focus, and I'm the National Coordinator of the National Indigenous Critical Response, where we work with suicide-affected families across the country, and the tragedy of suicide is a humanitarian crisis where 1 in 17 of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people of their deaths are a suicide. The nation should weep at such a harrowing and staggering narrative, and much needs to be done, and much isn't being done in the ways that it should be done, particularly in the improving of life circumstance.
Jerry works to get funding for projects, including a post-prison training and employment program.
You've just set a national record through the Nullarbor Aboriginal Corporation in terms of recently released prisoners. We've actually got 80 folk across the line. 33 were recently released. Some just came out of prison days later. They were in a 4, 5, 6 week or 14 week course, depending on what they were training towards, and then soon thereafter in full-time ongoing employment. Most of them had come from no education whatsoever through all sorts of various trauma and vicarious trauma, and were multiple offenders, having spent some of them in their mid-30s, half their years in behind bars, and now we've radically changed their lives. There was one prison I went into in April of last year, and I spoke to 12 soon-to-be-released Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners. They sat there in their greens. I sat there opposite them. I gave them the hope of coming through and never give up sort of mentor program, because we don't give up on people whatever their issues actually are. And we help with intrafamilial issues too. Sitting there, them, three of them came out the next day. They walked into the Nullarbor Aboriginal Corporation, signed up. 10 weeks later, after sitting with me in that Acacia prison, they're now in full-time employment, earning between $2,000 and $3,000 a week.
If you can turn people around so quickly, why is more not being done?
That's an indictment of one government after another. The funding for this project, where we've changed these lives around in the transformational with a powerful social return, was actual federal funding. The federal government, through Prime Minister and Cabinet, has been watching this one closely, because this is what they want to see, the transformative in real time, with a radical approach, a turnover of weeks or months, as opposed to the lifelong management of our issues and reducing people to the piecemeal. Now that we've proven that this can be done, now that we've turned these lives around as fast as we have, and the impact has been measured, and the compelling evidence is there, well, then they've got to listen to that compelling data and they've got to make the investments. I would like our federal governments, our state and territory governments, all jurisdictions to look at the compelling evidence, to look at outcomes, to look at these types of programs and to invest in these types of programs, to stop going for the reductionist and the piecemeal and the banal, whatever, to stop going for the minimalist and to go for the radical approach, the transformational approach to lift people out of poverty. It is the only way forward.
Jerry believes poverty is the singular cause for almost all crime and suicide in Indigenous communities.
That is where all the arrest rates are, all the jail rates, the homelessness rates, the acute poverty. That's where all the negative aberrant behaviour is, and that's where all the suicides are. And I respond to a lot of the suicide-affected families, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, in this nation. And I can tell you, both from the experiential and from other research, that nearly 100% of the suicides of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are of people living below the poverty line. And it's almost negligible, the suicides of Aboriginal people living above the poverty line, and much less the non-Indigenous Australians. So that speaks volumes about the ways forward. It's about improving life circumstance. It's about giving genuine and authentic opportunity to people, whether through education, whether through employment, whether through other means, to address all their various issues and vicarious trauma. So lifting people out of poverty is the only way forward.